BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Phoenix family has been left upset after two men accused of killing their son were released on bail. 35-year-old Nico Naidu was killed in front of his parents last month outside his Rydvale home. His neighbours Leon Venkatasamy and Justin Katroyen are accused of stabbing him and pushing him down the stairs, apparently during a quarrel over parking. And the pair were granted bail last Friday. Nico's father, Roger Naidu, says it wasn't a fair decision given the circumstances.
It hasn't been a fair decision. 3,000 rand for murder. These guys were actually shouting in my yard before they can do this. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. We can show you how cool. They had the intention of killing.
He says he hopes justice will prevail for his son. President Cyril Ramaphosa is visiting the flood-stricken Eastern Cape as the death toll from the devastation continues to rise. Nearly 80 people have died. Search and rescue operations are continuing across the neighbouring province. Speaking to the SABC, Eastern Cape Health MEC Ntandokazi Kapa said post-mortems have been completed, but she says health facilities have been affected by the damage.
Even forensic was affected. As a result, there was a little bit of a delay yesterday in viewing the bodies. We managed to do the post-mortem for all the bodies, but the challenge was to clean with the area. But with the intervention of the district, they managed to bring one water cart to fill up our tanks so that we can continue.
Livestock farmers have called on the government to do more to contain the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. More than 150 cases have been reported across the country, with farms in KwaZulu-Natal among the hardest hit. The outbreak prompted government to introduce movement restrictions. The move has reportedly cost the red meat industry over 4 billion rand. Angus Williamson is the chairperson of the Red Meat Producers Organization. He says despite the restrictions, no roadblocks have been set up to stop the illegal movement of livestock.
We try and prevent any illegal movement of livestock, which is basically the main cause of the spreading of foot and mouth disease. We need more resources and manpower to be able to man roadblock to prevent or stop the spread.
And the black box recorder of the plane that crashed in India has been found at the site. The Boeing 787 slammed into a building housing student doctors shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad yesterday, killing 265 people. One passenger out of the 242 people who were on board the London-bound plane survived. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the scene. Durban and Richards Bay 21 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 19. The top story, a Phoenix family has been left upset after two men accused of killing their son were released on bail. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.